Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. In this episode, we are going to talk about triple net properties. What are they and whether they are an ideal source of passive income? So the bottom line is triple net properties hold the tenant responsible for costs on building insurance, maintenance, and real estate taxes. These are the three nets, in addition to all the other typical fees like rent and utilities. And then the lease terms are generally very long here, running often between 1 to 2 decades in length. So think about it from a property owner's perspective. You essentially don't have to do anything, while the tenant does everything, and you just sit back and collect the rents. So it sounds a little bit too good to be true, and we're trying to look at what are the catches of being a triple net property investor. The first main hurdle to look at is the cost of entry. So think about my ideal triple net property. It is, let's say, on 2 acres of land where I have a In-N-Out Burger, a Chevron gas station, and a 7-Eleven as tenants. The property is located off the busiest highway in Silicon Valley, so there's tons and tons of traffic, and the tenants pay for everything, including the maintenance, property taxes, remodeling costs, and they pay me a really stable rent. Now, these tenants are ideal because they are publicly traded companies with a well-known brand with huge balance sheets, so they're not going to go default on me, hopefully anytime soon. So what's the problem here? Well, the problem here is buying this property is so damn expensive. There's no way a normal person like me or you is going to be able to spend maybe what it would be like $10 million, $20 million for this piece of land, because it's probably going to spit out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of rent a year, if not a month. I haven't really modeled it out, but I'm sure that, let's say, it produces $1 million in rent at a 3% cap rate. I mean, this property is going to be tens of millions of dollars worth. So you and I can't get in, and that's where real estate crowdfunding comes in, where you can get a piece of the action for, let's say, $10,000 or $20,000 investment. The other thing to consider is that because your tenants pay for everything, the amount that you can charge them in rent is going to be lower than if they didn't have to pay for everything. So the returns are going to be lower. And if you click onto the post, you can see a couple great charts, one with the cap rates by sector year over year, and also one chart with the cap rates by convenience stores. And this is one of the most common tenants, such as like 7-Eleven, Circle K. These cap rates aren't very high. So 7-Eleven has a 5.36% cap rate in 2017, Circle K 6.15%. Another company I've never heard of, Wawa, has a 4.68% cap rate. This is compared to, let's say, multi-tenant properties, commercial properties. They might have a higher cap rate of 8 to 12%. 12% is rare in this day and age, so let's say 8 to 9%, but you're gonna have to do way more work. You're gonna have to, you know, deal with much more turnover. You're gonna have to pay your real estate taxes, you know, you're gonna have to collect rent and pursue rent and all that stuff, and remodel, which is kind of the worst. So you've just got to ask yourself, is, let's say, 5.4% cap rate for a 7-Eleven tenant good enough when the 10-year bond yield is giving you 3.07% risk-free as of today? So you can look at the difference between the cap rate and the risk-free rate to calculate the risk premium, or the amount you're getting paid to take on risk. Now, I think there are a couple really attractive things about triple net properties. One, to be able to own real estate and not have to maintain it is just a dream come true. Maintenance really is the biggest bane of why I don't want to own more rental properties. But the biggest attraction I see is the upside potential in the value of the property and the land. I mean, I can't imagine how expensive my ideal 2-acre triple net property along a Silicon Valley highway corridor will be in 10 to 20 years. It just is probably going to be way, way more expensive to buy. And you can just milk that, even if the cap rate is only 5.5%, you know, given that it's such a high absolute dollar amount, you know, the absolute dollar rent you're going to collect is going to be huge as well. So before you go and buy a triple net property or get in on a deal with a friend or a fellow investor or do any real estate crowdfunding, Here are some good questions to ask. One, the location. So if you lose the tenant, how easy would it be to replace him or her? Two, is the tenant a franchisee or a national chain? If it's a franchisee, how experienced and how many other assets does it have? So obviously, if you have a national chain tenant like McDonald's, you're probably going to be sitting pretty pretty. Let's see, another question. How much time is remaining on the lease? The more time remaining, the more valuable the property usually. How has the location been performing financially? Assuming it's been around at least a few years, you're obviously going to have to look at the numbers and the books in quite a lot of detail. Another question to ask is, what type of mortgage terms can you get if you require a loan? You know, you might need to put down 30 to 40%. You might have a balloon payment that's due in 5 to 10 years, or you can get maybe a more normal amortization period of 20 to 30 years. It all depends on the value of the property, your assets, and your financials. Another question, what guaranteed rent increases are built into the lease? This is really, really valuable because a lot of times when you go and negotiate a lease with your tenant, you set these numbers up front so that there are no surprises and you can model out your cash flow better. Another good question to think about is, where are we in the interest rate cycle? So right now the Fed is determined to raise rates and stem off inflation. So generally when rates go higher, property prices get depressed because the cost of borrowing just goes up and it costs more, therefore, to own and operate property. With real estate investing in general, I think it's very important to think in terms of market cycles. And it's pretty clear to me that in 2018, we're in late cycle phase. So who knows when the recession will come? Maybe 2019, 2020. The year-over-year comparisons are going to be much more difficult in 2019 and 2020. So I would be very careful. Don't pursue low cap rate investments in expensive coastal cities. I just don't think that's wise. Go more for the heartland. You can geo-arbitrage, which is so amazing nowadays thanks to technology, while not having to personally or physically move to a lower cost area of the country, because, you know, at the end of the day, it is lower cost for various reasons. It would be nice to live wherever you are living, where you like to live, and then redeploy that capital to earn a higher rate of return. As for me personally, I'm always looking for passive ways to make money. You know, I'm over 40 now, I have a family to raise, and triple net seems like a no-brainer in my opinion, but really, it's not. Nothing is a no-brainer in investing. You've always got to do your due diligence and then find that right tenant, figure out where we are in the cycle, and so forth. So what I'll be doing in the meantime is looking on real estate crowdfunding. My personal favorite is Realty Shares. I do have $810,000 invested with them at the moment, and I'll be doing my due diligence and looking around for free and seeing what else is out there. You can sign up at financialsamurai.com/RS if you want to take a look yourself. And let me know your thoughts on triple net investing and if you have any experience, good or bad. Thank you so much.